Rabbi Nachum Goldstein, Nativ HaTorah 23.
We spoke about when a person is coming to Olam Haba, so his demand, have you asakta b'Torah? Have you been busy with the Torah or not? So he's trying to justify himself, if not. So first category, not first. One category is someone that is saying, I was too much poor. Poverty. So we are asking him, have you been worse than Hillel? Yes, Hillel was taking every day was making his daily income and taking half to pay for Beis Medrash, half for his family. And one day that he couldn't, he didn't achieve enough, so he gave to the family and went to learn Torah for the pipe, for the window sky above. Sky. Yeah. Yes, so that means even it was danger for him. So that shows that nothing can block your will to learn Torah if you really want. Yes, something that a person really wants, he will succeed. So I can think, that I spoke on Thursday, I think that someone will claim, what, do you want for me to be like Haile Gertane Hillel? I'm not on his level. Yes, but that means that it shows that there is human ability to do that, that everyone is able. Everything which was done on the history, you are also able to try. Try, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is not demanding from you to be like Hillel. But if you will do what you are able to, so then there won't be any more claims, yes? So you know, by there is total opposite way of judging above than here. On our world, if someone is coming like tired, his eyes half closed, on 10 o'clock morning to his factory, he's working at the factory of cucumbers. He's in charge of putting the labels, okay? So his manager says, yeah, why have you came late to 1 hour? I will fire you once again, if it will happen, I will fire you. What do you want from me? My kid, my baby was crying half night because of his teeth. I don't care. He won't be working here if you won't come on time. Yes, that's how it works, walking. On upper world, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, the opposite. If someone is able, is very sharp cat, yes, clever, and he is able to learn 12 hours, and he will learn 10 hours, he will be less than someone else that is able to learn only 3 hours, and he was learning these 3 hours, even that is double 3 times. Why? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu judging everyone according to his ability, what he is able to do. Okay, so second option was that someone will claim, I was too rich. So we are asking, have you been more rich than Eliezer Bar Bichar or some? That he is claiming, I was busy. I can't, it's Baltashris, I cannot for all my property, I cannot tell, I have to report to the government to pay taxes, to take care, to put the manager here, manager there, and to take care for all the accounting. So we are telling him, no, you could put someone else, you could pay someone else to do that and sit and learn, like did Eliezer Ben Chasson. And when he noticed that it's Tabim, so he sold part of his property. More and more, he wanted to learn, so he wanted to learn. And the third one is, looks to us very strange, but that's I think the majority, that if you will claim, I was busy with my Yetzer Hara controlled me, yes. So what means this claim? This claim means that our point of view is that I cannot struggle, I can't handle this Yetzer Hara. It's stronger than me, yes. And what's his answer? Look at Yosef HaTzadik. That's something that normally unhuman, that a boy of 70 years old is seduced by a woman, nice, alone, his master that he owe her, and no one see, no one know, and he control himself, that's abnormal, yes, and he succeeded. So that gave into our world power to face such challenges. And that's what we are demanding. So I'm continuing 6 lines from the bottom.
But aren't I thought we're not held accountable to the level of Sadiqon. He was on such a high level, he was able to do it.
No, yes, but after he did that, that give everyone else power. Everything which happens in the history to the, our forefathers, that give us more powers to continue to do the same. Yes, they are inheriting us powers that we did not have before. So we are able to do much more than what we think.
Bonson's
yes.
basically trying to say, you have to try and make an effort,
right.
And not to say I can't
yes.
do it.
Yes. ואלו שלוש הדברים שייכים לעצמו. These three things belong to himself. He can decide what's more preferred by him. ואם האדם צריך לבטל עצמו, כל שכן שיש לבטל אותם השייכים לו ואינם עצמו בשביל התורה. So if person should annulify himself, his will, his own will, of course he should annulify outside problems for the Torah. וכאשר אין מבטל תורתו, when he's not canceling the timing for his learning בשביל אושרו, because of his wealthy, and ועושה תורתו קבע, and he's fixed with the lessons that he have every day, דבר זה נותן קיום אל אושרו. That will cause the opposite, that will make that his wealthy will be most stable. כי אושרו נסמך על התורה, אשר התורה יש לה קיום נצחי. So his wealthy will be like relying on the Torah, and Torah is forever. No one cannot block the Torah. ואינה בטלה. לכך האושר שלו, that's why his wealthy שנסמך על זה, גם כן אינו בטל. אבל אם תורתו הרי, but if his Torah is just for a while, not stable, opposite, ועוסק בתמידות בעסקה, and he's more stable by his business, הרי אושרו נסמך על דבר הרי, שהוא דבר מקרה בלבד. So his wealthy will be relying on his efforts, which is occurred once it is succeeding, once he will lose. וכבר אמרנו כי הדבר שהוא במקרה אינו נחשב מציאות, לכך אושרו ותורתו בטלים. So if something which is not stable, just occurred sometimes there, sometimes not, it's not stable, so that's not reality. That may disappear. Both his wealthy and his Torah. And I'm feeling to bring an example like that. First day I left you. I told you that I have special wedding. A special wedding which I went home and from got dressed and from home to Kiryat Sefer. Yes? There was one of my students 30 years ago. These students, his name is Daniel Goklev. He was Goklev. He was learning by my class. He was 70 years old. And he learned by my class at 92 here at Moscow. Yes. And he started, I sat with him, I remember, in the book with the pictures about Basar Bechalav, to go page by page to explain him all the principles. Then we bought him set of pots and pans and trays and everything to be able to eat kosher, even that his family were eating not kosher. And afterwards his mother said, if you need to eat even elephant, I will bring you an elephant. She was she was willing to help him.
Wow.
And there was one place at Moscow to buy food, meat, and she helped him everything. Now his family, his parents by him. Yes, here at Israel with him, living at Israel, he is helping them also. So he married his first daughter. So I want to describe you... What?
התחתן
הבת, הוא התחתן ויש לו בת שהתחתנה ביום חמישי. She got married with a Shiva Bocher from the same type of family, that the parents were become Balei Tshuva. Now I want to explain you what's if you are looking from a side, what that means. There was at Russia was a revolution. Revolution, yes, of the on 1917, and become a leader that his name was Stalin. He was very cruel. People are claiming that he murdered more than Hitler. Yes, every family at Russia, a few went were killed, murdered by him. Still, they were believing at him and making him like son of the nations. Okay. And he, because of his madness, became all the organization of millions of KGB, which each one was speaking a negative about someone else, trying to make revolution. By that, people are proving their loyalty to him. Okay, and Jews were among the communists a lot. Doubled their percentage on the population, and they ran after rabbis. They fired the rabbis from their places. They didn't permit them to continue. They sent them out of their homes. The Moshe Feinstein was thrown out from his home at Belarusia and white Russia, and the Hayat Taylor took him into his home. And they made him corner with five kids for him, with blankets hung there. Yes, and afterwards he left Russia somehow. But you understand how much it was difficult. If someone was catch that he's learning Hebrew or Torah, he would be able to be sent to Sibir. Thousands were sent to Sibir. They closed all the schools. Okay, so let's say you have a garden. And someone bring tractors and taking off all the trees and plants and making a road, cement on that. Okay, you think finished, nothing. That was the spiritual situation of Russia. And when I came there, which was 92, which was 10 years after the Gorbachev started Perestroika, so gathered on our, knocked on our doors, hundreds of pupils to ask us, please, we are Jewish, I have proof, I want to learn Torah, I want to learn at your high school. They didn't want Torah, they wanted better English and mathematics. They heard that this is one of the best schools, high schools at Moscow, that's why they came. And 99% of them started to make Brit Milah, to keep Kashrut, to keep Shabbat, of our students, yes?
Mm.
And part of them came to Eretz Yisrael, part of them are abroad, many places. So he is one of the best that he has quality in Torah. He's working with computers, programmer, but he's also having chavrus every day. So, and you see that he chose Yeshiva Bachur for his daughter. He sent his girls to seminars everywhere. So, when I was there, I wrote a song about that even all the cruelty and the evilness of the communism, I saw like you see plants coming out on the road become cracks and that break the tar. Yes, asphalt and the new green tree coming up. That's how it happened with Jewish life there. Yes, I was one institute of Yeshiva High School, something like that. But there was another seminars, was kindergartens, and started thousands of Jews that discovered their Judaism and wanted to come back. And thousands came to Israel. Yes, so that shows the power of the Torah. Lot ishakar mi pizaro. If you four parents was learn Torah, a few generations, three generations, you are promised that somehow even someone will block in the middle, the Torah will come back to your descendants and they will continue learning the Torah. And the Torah for sure will exist. People of the Holocaust thought that this is the end of the Jewish world. Yes, they saw how all their town or small city were gathered, sent to Auschwitz. Yes, thousands. They see every hour thousands. Yes, but no one. The whole entire world, which was destroyed in Europe, was rebuilt at U.S. at the Eretz Yisrael, and thousands of people these days, there is more than 50,000 teshuvah before learning Torah. It's not a lot, but it's good that even after what happened, still the Torah continue to live. Okay, let's continue. Obeperek Ketzad Mevorchim. I'm on the fifth line of the page Kaf. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Elai. Bo v'ereh man ben dorot rishonim ledorot ha'achronim. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying a name of Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Elai. See the difference between the previous generations and the last generations. Dorot rishonim, previous generations, asu toratan keva. They were making their Torah, learning Torah, stable. ומלאכתן הרן, and the walking just in addition, aside. זה וזה נתקיים באדם. So both of them, they were holding both of them. בדורות האחרונים, last generations, שעשו מלאכתן קבע, they were fixed with the walk, but without the Torah, not the Torah, תורתן הרי, זה וזה לא נתקיים באדם. They lose both of them. So they lose their, sometimes their incomes and their Torah, they forgot. וכבר פירשנו אותם זה, and we already explained that. ועוד יש לך לדעת, כי ראוי לאדם שייתן חלק לכל אחד כפי הראוי. So that that suitable should be that everyone will give part for, person should give part to everyone according to what is deserved. כי הראוי להם הבא שהוא עיקר, לקחת את תורתו שיהיה נתנת לו חיים לעולם הבא, גם כן עיקר. Next world, that's the main purpose. Yes, we are just corridor. Yes, the next world is forever, and this world is shorter for 70 years. So if you are making philosophical way of thinking, what my purpose in life? To eat such amount of kilograms of chips and hamburger? Not true. Why? Because I cannot do that while I'm 5 years old. I won't be able to do that 50 years old. That already will be too much for to damage my health. Yes? So, but learning Torah, I'm able till the end, as far as my brain is working. Yes? ולכך תהיה, and that's the spiritual power which I have also, the soul. And the soul is not spoiled, but spoiled is the body. Yes? My body is becoming worse and worse each year. But my brain, my soul, not brain, my soul is becoming better. It depends what I'm doing, yes? So, כעולם הבא שהוא עיקר, the main world, which is the main thing, אז לקחתי את תורתו שהיא נותנת לו חיים לעולם הבא, גם כן עיקר. So that's why he's learning Torah, which gives him life for the next world, that also should be the main. ואילו מלאכתו, but differently than the work, which is לצורך העולם הזה, that's to have incomes to survive, to eat, to live on this world, ראוי שתהיה הרי, also should be not fixed, should be secondary. Why? כי כך הם חייב, like our life at this world, which are on this world, just secondary. וכאשר יעשה מלאכתו הרי ותורתו קבע, שניהם מתקיימים. When he will make, when he will put all more, most of his invest into the spirituality and less part on the materiality, then both of them will be existing. כי ייתן לכל אחד ואחד חלקו כפי מה שראוי, as should be given. אבל כאשר יעשה מלאכתו קבע ותורתו הרי, but when he is making the opposite, that his work is becoming the main thing and his Torah is becoming the secondary, דבר זה הפך סדר העולם, that's the opposite of the order of the world. כי העולם הבא שהוא עיקר, ועולם הזה הוא הרי. The next world is forever, and this world is just for a while. וכל אשר הוא יוצא מסדר העולם הוא בטל לגמרי ואין לו קיום. So that's not won't hold. וכאשר יתבר מעלת התלמיד חוכם אשר מקיים התורה מעוני, אשר תלמיד חכם הזה הוא שכלי גמור, כמו שיתבר. So as we already explained, that the preference of תלמיד חוכם that is keeping the Torah even that he is poor. Why? Because that's proof that this תלמיד חוכם is שכלי, is attached to the wisdom. ולפי זה, spiritual personality. ולפי זה, היה הדעת נותן והשכל מחייב. אף אם היו בני אדם רוצים לתת לו מתנות, יקוף את יצרו ולקבל אותם, ולא יפסיד מדרגה עליונה שיש לו. אם אפשר בשום עניין שעומד בזה. Yes? So, say, according to that, the logic is that even if people want to give you a lot of presents, he will start block himself from accepting, not to lose this level, that he won't be eager after materiality. אבל אם יש לו, ואם כל זה הוא לאות לקבל, but if he has enough and still is eager to have more, לקבל מבני אדם מתנות, to have presents from people, מאיש זה אסור לדבר. So then he's losing his level, כי הוא יוצא מן המידה השכלית, כמו שהתבהר עוד. He's coming out from the from being attached to the wisdom. והוא הפך השכל לגמרי, וחס ושלום שיהיה עליו שם תלמיד חוכם. ולפי מה שאמרנו למעלה, כי צריך שיהיה אדם עצמו דומה ומתייחס אל השכלי, ואז אפשר לו לקבל התורה. And according to what we said above, that person should behave himself similar to the spirituality, and then he can accept the Torah. ואם אינו מתייחס לשכל, if he's not attached to the wisdom, אי אפשר לקבל שכלי, הוא התורה, he won't be able to be attached to the Torah. בוודאי, בעל מידה זאת, אי אפשר שיהיה עמו התורה השכלי, מאחר כי הפך, כי המידה הזאת הפך השכלי. כי דבר שהוא חומרי הוא מקבל ולא כן השכל. כי מפני הפשיטות שבו אינו מקבל, שכל דבר שהוא פשוט אינו מקבל. So he's saying, everything which is like more simple, more spiritual, that's the way to accept the Torah. And if his personality is to be eager to have more money, to make money, the extra luxus, so that block his ability to accept more Torah. That's for today. Thank you very much.
Is it blocked though? Like, I mean, you got to make money.
What for?
But
what are
point.
You doing with the you are going to do with this money?
Buy food, support a family,
okay,
build a house.
Okay, so all these things which are basically that's permitted. But if you are building house after you have a house, now you want to decorate that with gold, and you want to have a swimming pool at your yard. And then you have to eat instead of vegetables and fruits which are healthy, all this junk food, American junk food, to fill your stomach, and you become fat, so you are eager on the materiality. And then that blocks the Torah, yes? So what I need for my health, that's okay. For my family, that's okay. The real need. But if you are investing too much about that, that makes you attached to materiality, and that blocks the spirituality.
So you're not allowed to get a Ferrari.
No
Ferraris.
No Ferraris.
I wanted a